Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Maresi Sheyichili Nishmas. Maras Penina Tzipara Bas Harav Moshe. Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo Merudov Be'er. Rabbi Yaakov Shachna. And Rabbi Yaakov Ben Pinchas Halevi. And we're going to be discussing B'siyata D'shmaya, the union of Makire Kahuna. The Mishnah tells us in Gittin, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, that if somebody lends money to a Kohen or a Levi or an Ani, what he can do is he can be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisris from their Chelek. In other words, I go up to Mr. Kohen, I say, here's $100. But when I'm mafrish, my truma, I'm going to keep it for myself and I'm going to sell it to another coin. I can't eat it, but I'm going to sell it to a coin and use the money for myself. That's the way I'm going to get my money back. A levi, I'm going to hold back my maaser rishon and in lieu of your payment. And maaser rishon is mutar lezarim, so I'm going to hold it back. And also an ani. The Gemara wonders, how can this be? Ani also, you hold it back for your maaser ani. You're going to keep the maasers for yourself. In lieu of payment, that's going to be instead of the payment. So the Gemara wonders how this can be. Can this be, even though it didn't doesn't come into his hands? He never gave it to the Kohen. So if he never gave it to the Kohen, then who is mezaket to the Kohen, the Love, in order that it should be considered a payment of his debt? And how is the one who was mafresh yotzei de nesina, as Rashi says? The kasha is also on giving it to the Levi and to the Ani. Well, what's the kasha between this fruit that he's holding and this specific Kohen, Levi or Ani? How could he be yotzei like that? He has to first give it to him and then give it back. And for the Gemara, famous, this is like three words that changed the course of Jewish history. Amarav, b'makirei kahuna ulevia. It's talking about where he knows them. He knows them. Rashi says, k'mo ish meis makara, quotes a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Shem Makir of Ovav, he knows them. He loves them. Deina Rogi Losses Trumas and Maisers Sela Coins. So this specific coin, this is who he gives his Trumas and Maisers to. He has a good relationship with this coin. He gives him his Trumas and Maisers. And therefore, Hilkach Sakt Rashi, Kevon, De Milsa De Pshitahi, De Leditu Yavlu, Aschelu Shar Kane Da Tayu, Vahavi Kamanda Matuli Dayu Dahani. Since it's a Dover Pashit that he's giving it to this guy, the other Kohanim, here Rashi goes into, first Rashi says Kohen Zeh, and then Rashi says Delidithu, he goes into plural. But these Kohanim, or this specific Kohen, is who he normally gives his Trumas and Maisers to. And therefore, Askin Hushar Kani Datayu, the other Kohanim are Mesiach Das, and it's like it already came into this Kohen's hand. And Memele, he could be Ma'akivit, he could hold it back for himself in lieu of payment of the debt. Ad Kan mi Divrei Kacha Shel Rashi, in the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim that we referenced previous Shiurim, he explains that day Yerotzei Mitznas Nesina is because the Trumas Kinyan Hashavet. Truma really belongs to the whole tribe. Just there's a schus that the Bailim have to give it to whomever they want. And therefore, nobody else has a taina that they can say, give it to me. In other words, no specific coin can say, give it to me. Belongs to the whole shevet. and this person has the right to give it to whoever he wants to give it to. But b'makirei kahuna, when you're dealing with those who he knows, who he's accustomed to giving his trumas and maestras to, since all the kohanim are misyayish from receiving this trumas and maestras, all that's left is this kohen. Memela kanoa kohen b'loshim kinyan, he doesn't even have to make a kinyan. Anyway, it's kinyan ha-shevet, it's kvar konei le-shevet, and he has his eyes on this specific kohen, this is his guy. So memela, no further kinyan is necessary. So that's terrific. However, frekt hagon Rav Nosson gishtet nizatzal. This is in the Nosson Pirio on Gittin, which is a new posthumous volume. Unbelievable. So excited when I saw it. Huge amount of Chidushim on Maseches Gittin. It's also published in his Nosson Pirio on Maseches Bava Metzia. He throws it in there too, and that was published first many years ago. So we're going to be going along with him. We've had countless shiurim from the Torah of Nosson. I just love it, and I love sharing it. So I hope you have as much pleasure as I do. So he asked the following kash. It says in the Ran in Chulin and Dafka Flamin Amid Beis that we paskin mazik matnes kahunas pater. And if so, your pater even medine shemayim, says the Ran. Hoyel shebechol matnes kahuna ein alav ela mitzvus nesina. Chozek shibein, avol kasha'ach lashuv leka olav chiyuv klal. Since all matnas kahuna, all you have is a mitzvah of nesina, and you only have the mitzvah of nesina when it's be'ein. But when you eat it, or you're mazik it, there's no chiyuv at all. So you're patur even medinei shamayim. That it's only you're only responsible for it before it's when it's still intact. But the moment it's no longer in existence, there's no more chiyuv. It's not like Tosis there. Kuflam and Beis and Chulin write that according to one teretz, Yichai b'akoponim letzus yidei shamayim. So Ayin Sham and Tosis. So it's mashma that the Ran holds that by manas kuna there's no kinyan to the coin at all. Otherwise, it'd be chayv lotzis yidei shamayim, akol panim. If there was already a kenyan, so lotzis yidei shamayim, you should have to pay. Since it's kenyan ashevet, if it's kenyan ashevet, you should have to pay lotzis yidei shamayim. Because there was an acquisition. So how come you don't have to pay? So this doesn't stim well with the base of Ephraim. This puts the base of Ephraim in some hot water. Because the base of Ephraim holds Emakirei Kahuna. That Trumas Kinyan Ashevet, the Bailam have a schus to give it to whoever they want, and therefore nobody can be Toved because they can give it to whoever they want. But by Makirei Kahuna, since all the Kohen already Misyayish, all that's left is that Kohen who he normally gives it to. So Memela, this Kohen is Konet without any Kinyan, no Kinyan necessary. Why? Because it's Kinyan HaShevet. But if it's really Kinyan HaShevet, then why, if he's Mazikit, if he's Mazik Matnas Kahuna, does he not have to pay anything to anybody? It's Kinyan HaShevet. So he should be Chayv Latzis Yidei Shamayim. And the Achronim, we're a little bit conscious of this. We're a little bit aware of this kasha. And we are going to say a davar chadash in order to answer this kasha. So writes Rav Nosson, V'nira lomar, V'nira lenu's dati lomar bir chodosh bin yamaki reikun l'shitas Rashi. So I'd like to say a chiddush, in yinu maki reikun according to Rashi, v'yasu shapir, af l'shitas haran, the matnas kuna lo v'kinyin kohanim. And this is going also to explain the Ran who holds that Matnas Kahuna are not Kenyan Kohanim. So we have a serious problem with the Beis Ephraim, Lefi the Ran. And now we're going to say a Pshat in Rashi that's also going to explain the Ran. And this is based on what we see later on. And I find Dalit on the base. Bramala Chavero, Konim Shtaneneli. Konim Shtaneneli. Im Iatanosein Livni Kor Echad Shelchitim. So he says, you're not allowed a binene for me. You're not allowed to get a benefit for me if you don't give my son a certain amount of chitim. This is Ein Dalit on the base in Gidden. The Chachamim hold that he can be matir his neder shelo al pi Chachamim. V'omer hareinu kilu iskabalti. And he can say, you know what, it's as if I received it, you could take a binana from me, even though you didn't give to my son the korecha chalchitim. And Rashi explains, mishum de mechila ke kabbalah. Rashi explains, because being mochel is like receiving it. The Gemara concludes, "Dehechi de la harvachas hamakabel umiskaven, mahani amiras kira areni kilu hiskabalti." Ayn ran bin adarim chofdalad amar aleph, the mahani hachda areni kilu hiskabalti, mishum sheafilu im hayamakabel mimenu hayochal achzira, ve'al karchach af me'achshav. So we have a yesod that a person has every right to say, "Hareinu kilu iskabalti." Even though he made a nether that the person is not allowed to get hana, unless he gives him something. But he can say, it's as if I received it, even though he didn't receive it in practice, but he can say, it's as if I received it. And the Ran writes in the Darim that this Hareinu Kilu Iskabalti works because even if he would have received it, he could have given it back. So what's the point of playing the game? To get it and give it back? So just say, it's as if I got it and I gave it back to you. So he has every right to give it back. The Gemara there says it's because he made this neder because he wanted harvacha. But if he doesn't need it anymore, so he can say, "Areinu kilu iskabalti." It's as if I received it. And like the Ran says, he could give it back anyway, and he'd give it to the guy, and the guy could give it back, so the guy could give it to him, and he could give it back, so he can just say, "Lechatchila, just keep it. It's as if I got it." And so paskins the Rambam. So according to this, it would appear that we could say as follows, that the same applies to Matnas Kahuna. You're right that it says Nesina, but by Makire Kahuna, if the coin says Hareinu Ki'ilu Hiskabalti, that's effective. It's as if he received it, Mechilik Kabbalah. Matnas Kahuna him l'Ravchas HaKohen, and like the Gemara says that this is for his benefit. So if he doesn't need the benefit, he doesn't need the benefit, and that's what Matnas Kahuna are for Ravchas HaKohen. Like we see in the Ketzos in Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katandal, the Matnas Kahuna is like Schiris LaKohanim Chelef Avodasam, in exchange for their Avoda. This is like the Schiris. So Bish Lemek Sheeno Mimakire Kahuna, if he's not, he doesn't know him, he's not his guy, his Kohen. So the Kohen can't say over there Areinu kilu hiskabalti, because as long as it hasn't come to the hand of the Kohen, he can't be mochel because it's not his. And other Kohanim can say, you have no right to be mochel our chelek. But by makirei kuhuna, since the other Kohanim were mesiach das, as Rashi explains, so they were ready mochel. All that's left is this guy, his coin, his guy. So when he lends this coin money, amanas, that he should take the matanos instead, it's better than Arena Kiluis Kabbalah. He's definitely Yotze Yidei Mitzvah Nesina. Because here he gave him the matanos lechatchila in order, he gave him the loan lechatchila in order to receive the matanos back to himself. So it's like the Kohen said, Arenu Kiluis Kabbalti. That was the deal. So it's like the Kohen got his fruits and gave it back to this person. And it could be that's the reason of the Rambam in the fourth parak of Ma'alva V'lova Lacha Yud Gimel, Shemechila Moelis Beribis. Udalokan Ge'oinim the Sphere Ludaloy Mahani Hol B'chol Ribis Mechila Yel Shatara Asr Mechila Zu. So, famous Rambam, that Mechila is effective by ribis. And that's against the Gaonim. The Gaonim hold that, what do you mean Mechila beribis? Every ribis is Mechila. And the Torah answered it, so it doesn't work. The Rambam holds no. He did a Nisir, but Mechila beribis is effective. So based on what we said, it could very well be that when he's mochel behedya, after the malva wants to give it back, Alashana Ramba, in other words, the lova gives the malva ribis, and the malva wants to give it back, and the lova is mochel. So that's effective. So we say, mechila ke kabbalah. It's like the Lovataka got it back and gave it back to the Malveh. And therefore that's not a biblical ribis, because it wasn't for his halva. In other words, Reuven lent Shimon $100. Shimon gave back 110. Then Reuven wanted to give the 10 back to Shimon. And then Shimon said, no, keep it. I'm Moichel. Why does it work? Could be that it works because Sarakilu is Kabbalti. The Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Chiyuv Matana Simon Tess writes that Lo Mahani Mechila B'Manas Kuno Chokam Adolasi Liad Kohen. The Mechila B'Manas Kuhuna doesn't work. Kohen can't be mochlen unless it comes into his hands. But by makirei kihuna, mechila is effective. Ayin sham is marich, and he's even yosei yidei nesina, because the person says harei nekilu is kabalti. So that's like the word that we're saying. And we ask from the Ran in Chulin, and of Kriflamid Amid Beis, writes that we paskin, Mazik Matnes Kahuna, is Pater, and the Ran says it's even Pater Bidei Shamayim. Since B'chol Matnes Kahuna ain't a love element, it's Nesina. Chozek Shibe ain't, Amal Kishachla, Shuvlek Alav Chiyuv Kalal. You only have a mitzvah nesina when it's around. When it's not around, ain't chiyuv kasha. Shim kach, amai amru basugian b'makirei kuhuna shekano akoin. Halochazina de lo kano. Dehak sheziku pater. Af latzei sidei shamayim. So if this is true, why do we say in our sugya by makirei kuhuna that the coin was koneh? We see that he wasn't Kona. Sharek Shiziku Pater. Aflotze Sidei Shamayim. That was the Kasha. We asked if it's really true that the Kohanim have a Kinyan in the Truma. So why should a person be pater when he's mazik matnas kahuna? He should have to pay because it's already kanui to the shevet. So if there's a makire kahuna, he would have to pay that specific coin. Because it's like that coin already got it. So how can we say in our sugya that it's like that specific coin already got it? And if it's like that specific coin already got it, then he should be chayiv to pay. He should be chayiv to pay when he's mazik matnas kahuna. If it's already kinyan hashevet, then if he's mazik, he should have to pay the shevet. Should have to pay someone. And if there's makire kahuna, then he should have to pay this specific coin. And it should be mishamayim. But the Ran says, no. Even minashamayim is pater. Why is he pater minashamayim? It's already the kinyan by makire kahuna. It's already the kinyan of this specific coin. You should certainly have to pay him in a shemayim. So we can answer behekdei ma shehiksha b'sefer beis hillel yoredei in simen samach aleph al Rambam perak aleph mimaiser alocha hei. It's mashin the Rambam holds that mazik truma poter dafka koidem harama aval acha harama chayiv b'tashlumin. Do you know when one is pater, but when he's mazik someone's truma? Before he separates it. But after he separates it, he has to pay. But this is very difficult, says the Beis Hillel, because in the Gemara it's mashma, shebechol mazik manas kohuna pater, even after he separates it. It says in the Chidushim of the Chasam Sofer in Chulin, B'shem Sefer Lecha Shemaim La'ari Yaivitz, Shigama Rambam Sefer Ka'aran, the Mazik Manas Kuna Pater Af Lotzis Yidei Shemaim. Because the Rambam writes that if someone takes Peah, that if someone takes Peah and he for himself he gets Malkus, but if he's Chayv Latzis Yidei Shemayim, then it's Nitan LaTashlumin and therefore you shouldn't get Malkus. So the Rambam holds like the Ran that Mazik Manas Kunas Patraf Latzis Yidei Shemayim, and this is difficult because the Rambam himself says Shebetruma Chayv B'Tashlumin Achar Harama, that after he separates the truma, if then he's mazik, he has to pay. So if he has to pay, then why does he get malchus? If there's a chiyuv latzis yidei shamayim, then why does he get malchus? So we have to understand this Rambam who says that it's going against the Gemara, it's going against himself. Then he says, after harama, he's chayv b'tashlumin. Gemara's mashma that even after haram he's pater from tashlumin, and if he's chayv in tashlumin, then why does he get malchus? It's nitan le tashlumin. So why does he get malchus if he's mazikin? So we could say that it says in the Gemara in Meseches in Tosfos Meseches Yevamos Sadigim Lamed Aleph that we referenced in a recent shiur that even by truma we say. And if so, we can say that the Ran says that Mazik Matnas Kahuna is Pater Af Lotzis Yidei Shemayim, Hainarak B'Sha'ar Matnas Kahuna. When did we say Mazik Manuskunas Padalat Sabdei Shemaim? It's only other Manuskunas like Peya, Shein Ba Amira. There's no Amira, Mimele you have to give it. And it's not Shaykh Amirasa like Walkam Rasa Lahejiot. But by Truma we have a special din of Amirasa like Gavoa. Saying it is like giving it over to a Hejiot. So therefore the Kohanim were Koned Miad Ba Frashaso. And therefore he's Chayv Lotzis Ide Shemaim. And that could very well be the Sfar of the Rambam. That by Truma after Harama, Pritz Chayv Lotzis Ide Shemaim, because after the Harama, there's Amira, right? He said he's going to give it to this. He said this is Truma. Once he says it's Truma, it's like the coin was already Kona. And therefore, he has to say, Chayv Lotzis Ide Shemaim. And according to this, we understand that it says that Makire Kona Leviya are the Kinyanim of the Makirei Kohun and Leviya are the Kinyanim of the Kohanim and the Leviim, that if you know them, it's like they're already Koned, like Rashi says. Because here we're talking about Shurman Meiser. There we require Amira. I'm Rasul Agwar Kisrasul Ahejiot. And if the Kohanim are Koned very well, Afladas Haran. It's not so pushed in the Sugi and Chulan and Koflam and Amidbeis if we could be Mechalik between Shurman and other Manas Kohuna. Lenin Mazik Manas Kohuna. So Yesh Lain Besugia. But it could be that that's the teretz we could say for the Ran. That Truma is different. That by Truma, since we say Amirasa Lagavoa Kamsi Rasa Lahediot, therefore the Kohanim are Kone after he does the Amira. And if there's Makirei Kohuna, then this specific coin was Kone. And therefore he has to pay in order to be Yotze Yidei Shamayim. Chayev Lotzis Yidei Shamayim. So when did the Ran say his words that you're Patraf Midine Shamayim? By other man is Kohuna. But not by Truma. Because Truma we say, Amirasa Lagavoa Kamisirasa Lahedyot. So the second he says it, so it already belongs to the, if there's Makire Kohuna, it already belongs to this specific Kohen. And if not, then it belongs at least to the Shevet. And therefore, after, if he's Mazik it now, he has to pay. So there's no longer behechreach astira between the Beis Ephraim and the going against the Ran. The Ran says he's pata latzis yidei shemayim fiz mazik, and the Beis Ephraim says it's kinyan hashevet, and that's how he explains the enyan of makirei kohuna. That since it's kinyan hashevet, everyone was mesiayish, and therefore it's like this coin already owns it. So if it's like this coin already owns it, then tak of your mazik it you have to pay. That's what the Beis Ephraim says. But the Ran holds that no. The Ran says that you're Pater if you're Mazik Manas Kohuna. Even Latzis Yidei Shamayim. The answer is the Ran, maybe he was talking about other Manas Kohuna. But Truma, you'd be Chayiv Latzis Yidei Shamayim. Why? So you'd like the Beis Ephraim said, it's Kinyan HaShevet. Since it's Kinyan HaShevet, then somebody was Mazik the Kinyan HaShevet, so he has to pay. Or Amirasa Lagavoa Kamsirasa Lahedyot. I don't know, it looks like it's two different Terutzim. Or Amirasa Lagavoa Kamsirasa Lahedyot. The second he says it, it's like he'd already given it over to the Kohanim. And if there's a Makire Kohuna, so then he's like he gave it to that specific coin. So he has to pay that specific coin. So Yesh Kamuvan Laharich B'chol Zeh, and just giving you some Rashi Prakim, and hopefully in future Shiurim, we will delve deeper into this topic. Shalom, shalom.